Good morning. This is Lance Kenmore with the Kenmore team at Prudential Now Realty, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We're here every Saturday morning right here on News Talk 870. As always, you can contact me, Lance Kenmore, anytime direct on my cell phone at 727-8977 or visit us on the web at kenmoreteam.com. Once again, I always like to thank John for hosting and everybody here at the station for working to make this happen. John, how are things going with you?
Well, getting tired of the fog.
Well, yeah, but you got to put up with a little bit of that to get the sunshine every day.
Yeah, I want snow, so does my son.
Oh, you stop right now. In the real estate market, we don't want snow. We love being able to show houses right now. So.
Snowmobile.
Okay, well, in the mountains, I can put up with it. So, well, before we jump into our regulars here, I just want to let everybody know we have some first-timers with us here in the studio today, so we'll try to go easy on them, and we'll give them an official introduction a little bit later, but I'd like to welcome, we have Dan Bruckman with Windermere here. Dan, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Very glad to be here.
Thanks for coming in, and we also have on the lending side, we have Mr. Mike Denslow with Wells Fargo Home Mortgage. Mike, welcome.
Thanks, Lance.
Well, we will get a proper introduction here in a little bit, but let's jump right in with some of our normal aspects of the show. And number one, you always like me, McKay, to hit you with the celebrity real estate story.
Well, it makes you feel smarter about yourself, and it makes you feel smarter.
it makes us all feel smarter about ourselves.
I mean, you could have had the worst possible day, and then you hear this story, and you realize, you know, I'm Einstein.
It was tough this week as we saw Christie Brinkley back in the news, and it wasn't for modeling or anything like that. Looks like
or Botox.
Just a little $500,000 IRS problem.
And they figured
out the fastest way to fix that problem was to put that lien on her $30 million estate out in New York. And so she didn't like that very much, you know, not very much at all. So issued a statement, that property, she had tried to sell for $30 million back in 2007-08, but has since taken it off the market because she said not one person came to see the property. So, Dan, you're a real estate agent. Can you imagine? Imagine spending all the money to market that property and not get a single showing.
I've never had anything quite that severe, but I can relate a little bit.
See, people read the story and they feel for Christie. I feel for the agent that was representing it.
Do you think the price tag had something to do with it?
I think it might have been.
I've got $30 million. I'll set myself, my friends, my children, my family up for life, or I'll go buy somebody's house.
Little bit of a different market there. So we always follow that up with local news story and what's going on locally. I definitely wanted to report that we did have this week, there was a Kennewick developer, Jose Chavala. We've had him on the show before. Mm-hmm. We talked about the issues with the land up there. He did go before the Kennewick City Council, and his bid to build a hotel and wine tasting facility out there on Thompson Hill was rejected by the council. So there were some complicated matters there. It's an interesting, but it's a point. I always like to use that news story to make a point about real estate. One of the things that came up there is he was trying to get a change to the comprehensive plan, meaning the zoning would have to be changed to allow for that type of building, which was a problem for a lot of the homeowners in Panoramic Heights and stuff surrounding that because of increased traffic, noise. You know, it's not just a one-sided story. There's a lot of complicated issues involved there. However, that comes to a point that people always ask me about when they're purchasing property and purchasing homes and you have open space or vacant land behind you. A lot of times people will ask me, well, what's going to go there, Lance?
What's
going to happen back there on that vacant land? My advice at that point is always, I mean, people find it kind of humorous or shocking, but I always say, well, potentially a pig and goat farm. You know, I mean, you know, and they're like, well, it's zoned residential. Why do you say that? And I always tell people, if you want to be sure, don't buy land that backs up to open space that has, even though it has current zoning, unless it's in like an environmental trust or like a Badger Mountain Park where an entity owns it that is, has specifically designed to keep it as open space, you really never know what's going to happen. And so if you need that safety and security of knowing, buying with open space behind you is a risky proposition. So we always bring that up for folks, because if you were in that position, just like some of these homeowners, you'd have to go through a lot of heartache and stuff that most people probably don't need in their lives to kind of battle this out and figure it out. So a lot of things to consider. And location, we always talk about on the show is a big deal. So that news story really pointed to that fact. I just jotted down some notes this week when I read that to remind people about really knowing your surroundings when you're purchasing that type of stuff. Second story is our November numbers are out. I'm sure people have heard about this. They'll see different slants on it. They'll have different takes on it. But there was a drastic change in the average sold price last month. We report these numbers every month. We tell the listeners exactly what those numbers are. We had been kind of clicking along at an average sales price of about $200,000 for the last 10 months. And what happened is that dropped to $181,000 last month. Significant drop. Now, that number alone doesn't tell me much, so I kind of dug into the details a little bit to see what I assumed and what I had seen with showings and stuff in the market. Is that as we had some announcements and people are trying to figure out what's been going on with job situation around Tri-Cities, as I really looked into it, and in October, for instance, over 300,000, there was 27 sales. However, in November, and this is kind of what I thought when I looked into it, in November, there was only 19. So when you reduce the number of home sales 300,000 and above by 30%, that's going to change the average sold price in the market pretty drastically, because that's a big change. Really, about the same number of total solds this November as we had last November, just a difference in that sales price of what exactly is selling. So it's interesting, and that's just another thing that comes into knowing which bracket of pricing you're in, because if you're 300,000 and above right now with the actives that are on the market, we're looking at a 17-month supply of homes, and we know that favors a buyer.
Yes.
So we've talked about selling in lower price points that are still hot right now and utilizing a time to take advantage of cheap interest rates and buy in a higher price bracket that is oversupplied. That's a perfect time for a move-up buyer to make a huge change. You don't get many opportunities to sell in a high price bracket and buy in a bracket that has an oversupply. So something you're interested in, let us know. The development story, though, is a great segue to our first guest and why he's here. A development that is not delayed or stalled right now, that is moving forward. I've been waiting for this. I thought the best way, I've heard about the development happening out in South Richland, and our guest, Dan Bruckman, he's tied in with a lot of these developers. He knows way more than I know about what's going on with those land and those developments, and so I thought the best way for us all to learn at the same time is to get him in here and talk about it. So, Dan, thanks for being on the show.
Absolutely.
So tell us, what is new and exciting? What is this development we've all heard about? We've been waiting for ground to be broken. When I saw the invitation for the groundbreaking, I knew it was finally time to have you on the show, because it must be real.
Absolutely.
So welcome to the show. Before you get into all that, though, Dan, tell us a little bit about yourself. Family, local guy, what's going on?
Yeah, my wife and I have actually been here for coming up on 10 years now. We have two sons, and we are both in real estate. So all the numbers that you're quoting regarding market stats, that we feel every day.
Well, we live it. You live it. I know it's unique to have you and your wife involved in it, as my wife and I are. But tell us about this development. Tell us about the name of the development, where it's at, and what you're doing out there.
Well, the name of the development is Badger Mountain South. It's the first truly large-scale master planned community in the entire basin, but specifically for Richland. It is a spectacular development. It goes all the way from the I-82 interchange, Dallas Road, all the way over to Riata Ridge. So it encompasses about 1,500 acres.
Wow.
What that's made up of is we have about 850 acres of residential. That's low, medium, and high density products. So that goes everywhere from 5,000 square foot square foot shared wall product clear up to over 1 acre lots as well. And so we have a significant variety of product that is going in. We also have about 200 acres of commercial retail mixed use space. Part of that 200 acres is also a 40 acre specialty retail wine village that will be, we will be actually putting out illustrations of what the theme will be, but it is spectacular. That's being professionally done right now. Mm-hmm. And also along with that, we have about 390 acres of passive and maintained green space, which is, it'll equate to about 18 miles worth of walking paths, which will eventually tie into the Badger Mountain Trail system, which is, I didn't know until recently, is actually the number two most ascended mountain in the United States.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. I saw the counters out there, you know, about a year or two ago. I saw they put the lasers and the boxes out there. I did. I'm not sure how accurate that is. I had my kids run back and forth two times between it, so I hope we didn't mess up the count and the ranking by that. No, I actually, as we climbed the mountain, I didn't know that stat. That's phenomenal.
Well, every time you turn around, people are saying, oh, I'm going to go hike up Badger.
Yeah, they really are.
Because it's something that's easy, bup, you're done.
Oh, absolutely. I know before the weather turned, I did it three times a week, so it's a fantastic trail, and you definitely run into a lot of bodies up there.
So on the back side of Badger... Yes. You guys will be able to eventually access the trail from this development.
Exactly.
Wow.
And also, we have four school sites that are set aside. Kennewick School District has actually, even though it is in the city of Richland, school boundaries do not follow city boundaries. And so Kennewick School District has actually purchased their school site, and we still have three open that are most likely going to be going toward Richland School District. But nonetheless, it's designed to be a walkable, sustainable community, so that you can access all the amenities that you would need literally without vehicle traffic.
Wow.
That's why the trail systems, the walking paths, all of that are so extensive. There will have about 156 lots currently slated to be in the first phase, which will be coming on in June of next year.
Wow.
And in the middle of that will also be a nice big park right in the center. There's some spectacular amenities that there is actually going to be from the very first time of the launch of the subdivision, which again will be next June, that will be in place. Some of those are being developed, and the renderings are being developed too for publication. So
this sounds
very
big.
Exciting.
I'm super excited about this. For me, this is like a candy store. This is like employment security for the next 10 years.
Absolutely.
You know, when I see these type of developments coming out, I get really excited about it.
Well, not only that, but it attracts business, because when the business community hears about this and they go, did you see this going in, a company looking to relocate?
Yes.
Oh,
yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Quality of life is huge.
It really does. Well, Dan, we know that this project probably didn't happen overnight.
No.
There's some stuff that goes into the background. We've got some questions for you. We're coming up against a hard break, but when we come back, we'll hear from Mike Denslow at Wells Fargo, and we'll talk to Dan some more about this exciting project, Badger Mountain South, new to Richland.
Right here on News Talk 870.
Welcome back to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We've been here hearing from the developer's representative, Mr. Dan Brugman, about a fabulous new development, Badger Mountain South. We were talking at the break, eventually looking to be at like 5,000 households. So
yes,
really an amazing development. Here is the future of where we're looking at the expansion in the city of Richland and continuing on with our real estate around here. So we've been learning a lot about that. Before we go into a few more questions we have for Dan, though, we are very fortunate. I work with a couple lenders in town, and there's few lenders that we can really give kind of a personal, you know, really just, I've used Mike myself, my clients have used him, and we're just glad to have him here and his efficiency and what he does with his team. So, Mike, why don't you give us a little update on lending and what you have going on over there?
I will, and I'm really excited about Dan's project too. This does.
That's a lot of loans for you out there.
It is. You said job security, and I'm thinking the same thing over here. We'll put those people into those homes.
Okay, very good.
I'm really excited to be the new exclusive mortgage information provider for the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update, Lance. You know, there's some homeowners out there that can stand on their front lawns and look at their house and say, I wouldn't change a thing. They don't need any more room or better bathrooms or improved kitchens. But for the rest of us, there's a lot we'd like to change. In fact, we'd like to start from scratch, which gets us right into new construction and what Dan's talking about and what the Tri-Cities has really seen over the last few years with a lot of new construction. The prospect of being a first-time home buyer, The prospect of being a first owner of a new home is really exciting. Shiny new appliances, fresh paint, untouched carpet, empty rooms with...
You just start with the empty rooms.
Empty rooms and bare walls that allow you to your taste to shine through from day one. And in many cases, you'll find that the most of your neighbors are new to the community too, which can provide the basis for lasting relationships. If you're thinking of building a new home and it's the right choice for you, come in and talk with me. There's so many programs that I'm going to get into in just a second. And Wells Fargo is really set up to take care of your needs. Watching your new home take shape can be a rewarding experience, but we realize that constructing a new home may be a complicated one as well, and we want to take away some of those stresses. We offer a wide range of products and programs exclusively for new construction customers. Our mortgage programs include conventional fixed rate and adjustable rate programs, known as ARMs, as well as government mortgages with a choice of terms and down payment options. As little as 5% down on a conventional, 3.5% down on FHA, and 0% down on VA. Plus, we can help with our Builder Best program. It's exclusive to Wells Fargo Home Mortgage. It allows you to protect yourself against rising interest rates. We have been spoiled for a very long time with really low interest rates. But
super spoiled.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you're worried and you're like, I'm going to build this house and it's going to take 4 to 6 months, how do I lock in my rate? The Builder Best program is really for you. There's a lot of different options. I'm going to go into some of them here. They might sound complicated, but that's why you call and you come in and sit down with me and we go through all those things. You know, as agents, both of you know that people can be stressed about new construction.
Big time stressed about it.
Right. Absolutely. There's so many choices to make. And one of those choices, you know, one of those stresses can be rates. And we don't want people worrying about rates and adding that stress to your project, right? Because they've got to do a lot of different things. They've got to pick out a lot of different things. So this Builder Best program is great. It enables you to lock in your loan rate for as long as 12 months. The longer the lock, obviously, the more the cost. But there's a non-refundable participation fee in the beginning, or if you call it an extended lock fee, that is required for participation in that program. The program is allowed with qualified products with lock features ranging from 3 to 12 months. Due to daily price changes between products, we definitely encourage you to come in and meet with your loan officer, hopefully me, and understand it inside and out. It will remove some of the stress during the time that you're building. And we are dedicated to helping you make an informed, you know, home financing decision. It's, like I said, it's a huge stress. It can be, but we try to take that away from, you know, from the stress of the project. Let's say you've locked in your loan pricing and the market improves. We get that question all the time. You can seek a one-time float-down option in the last 60 days, and you can even change products from, let's say, a 30 down to a 15 as long as you're approvable with that higher payment.
That's a big thing. I mean, that's a huge thing, and I've been telling folks now that as their agent, I'm more concerned about it in new construction than I have ever been because, you know, Mike has all these financial and Wells Fargo laws, and he can't make these predictions or say on the air, but I can as an agent. So, but anyway, what I'm concerned about is that at some point, we've been so lucky that we haven't had to worry about rates as much, but I get more uneasy about it now because at some point we're going to make the turn, something's going to happen in the financial markets, and the rates are going to start going up because we've been at that trough for just too long. I mean, historical lows. And when that happens, that's when a program like he's talking about where you can lock your rate for 12 months, that's when you're going to really want to be with somebody like Mike who's been through it before to help with that aspect of it.
Thanks, Lance. It is also important to note that, you know, if you do choose one of those things, it does have to go back through underwriting. We are in the era of underwriting, so that would have to happen. You can't change your lock in the first 30 days of your lock, which most people wouldn't do anyway. You'll need to qualify for the new product, and the float down has to be in the last 60 days of your loan closing. So, again, there's a lot of different options. There's a lot of different nuances, so definitely come in and sit down with me and talk about those. Very knowledgeable in all home financing programs to meet everyone's needs, and I'm there to help you every step of the way, not just in the beginning, not just in the middle, and not just at the end, but all the way through. So the first process, you know, is come see me. As both of these guys know, a pre-approval is, you know, what realtors want to see when they're putting in offers. So by lining up your financing before you start your home search, you can enhance the efficiency of that process. I can provide you with a pre-approval letter that makes you a priority buyer in the eyes of real estate agents and builders. Many sellers or builders may require one of these letters before they even look at your offer. So you should come in today or soon and let me know what your goals are, and we can sit down and put together one of these priority buyer letters. As one of the nation's leading lenders to buyers of newly constructed homes, Wells Fargo Home Mortgage can be a valuable member of your home team. I've got over 6 years' experience myself, and I have a couple assistants that are helping me out, and we are dedicated to seeing you through the process and watching you walk through the door of your new home. Doesn't that sound good, guys?
That sounds really good, and especially when it's going to be in Badger Mountain South, which Dan's representing out there. Well, Dan, tell us a little bit about how you got to this process, about the developers that are doing this, and how long you've been working on this.
Well, this has actually been in, well, the principals in NORAM, which is the entity that actually, or the corporation that actually owns Badger Mountain South. They've been in ownership for many, many years. However, this design has actually been in play, being created with, jointly with the city of Richland, since 2009.
Oh, wow.
And much of this prototype is actually based on a community down in the Denver area called Stapleton, which is the old Stapleton Airport, 70-some hundred-odd acres, that has outpaced the absorption of the rest of the Denver market by over 300%. Even in what has been a difficult market, it's still been a very, very buoyant and well-accepted scenario as far as the master plan community. And with that, there are several different nuances in regard to mixing of product types, things like that. But it just creates an incredibly livable environment that, again, in different areas of the country where these philosophies have been implemented in this national downturn that we've experienced over the last few years, these are the communities that have continued to sell and to expand.
Well, that's fabulous. I mean, I like what you're saying about those amenities. I like the fact that you could, you know, take a walk with your friends after dinner and go to the wine park and visit one of the wineries. Or, you know, hit the trails to the Badger Mountain Trail. Mm-hmm. On top of all of that, that location that you guys are going to have there, access to the freeway for people that might be commuting to Hermiston, Umatilla, or commuting Absolutely. Up the valley, you're going to be able to go either direction or get right into Kennewick. I mean, with the new Clearwater extension there and what they're doing with the Steptoe construction.
Oh, in minutes.
By the time you're going to have all of that done, in minutes, you're going to be able to get there for sure.
And we actually own or control all four sides of the freeway interchange there, too, which has been a spectacular asset to have.
Yeah.
From that location, you are approximately 11 to 12 minutes to downtown Richland, so it is very accessible. The perception that it might feel like it's a little bit removed actually is, you can completely negate that with the fact that the transportation system is so good, and the fact that the amenities that are slated to go on site as part of the community, well, it's designed to actually be able to function with autonomy, and that you will have every facet of everything from work, retail, schools, all of that will be on site within the community. So it's livable as it stands as its own entity,
kind of like a little city.
You know, and there's been talk of that area being developed. I mean, we've been here. I've been here a long time. There was talk for years of a golf course going out there and additional homes. And the question always was, when's it going to happen? When's it going to happen? Right. And really, now that you guys have broken ground and have started with this plan and incorporated all this, I'm really excited about it. So it's going to be a fabulous community. Now, while we were off the air, you talked a little bit about the fact that, you know, bringing 5,000 households, bringing, you know, other medical, you know, medical clinics to the area.
Cadillac is building a campus out there.
On top of that, I mean, it's just really, that is the type of growth and construction that is going to, you know, continue to propel us to another community.
Absolutely. Know? And another thing that I think is spectacular about this is that the amenities that are part of the community, as far as the parks, the walking paths, the trails, and all that, it is part of the master plan agreement that is with the city as the development of this community progresses, that the amenities have to be created along with the development of the lots. So after you have developed a certain number of lots, it is mandatory that a certain, let's say, X number of thousand square foot of trail or X number of acreage of park be put in at the time that the lots are developed. Not once the houses are sold, but as the lots are developed, the amenities are developed along with it, so you are getting to enjoy those as soon as you move in.
And that's a big thing, because sometimes developers are short on cash, or they're not established, and what they're doing is they're using the profits or the money, the anticipated future profits from those house sales, to put in the amenities. And so many times we see things happen where those amenities never get put in. Mm-hmm. You know, I've seen townhouse communities around town do it. I've seen subdivisions do it, and it just makes a big difference.
And they still have the sign that says amenities coming soon.
That's exactly right. So it's great to hear that those safeguards are in place, that's how you guys are designing this community. And I'm excited to see roads and streets going. You said they're going to start moving dirt out there when?
Well, they are actually starting the construction of a 1 million gallon water tank this fall that will actually supply the entire community. There will be buildable lots. The on-site construction will actually begin soon after the beginning of the year, but we will actually have we're projecting to have buildable finished lots as of some point in June.
So wow. Now, is this going to be a tall water tower or a wide one? I mean, are you telling me there's a new landmark going up that we don't know about?
You'll be able to see it from the freeway.
Okay. Perfect. You heard it here
Another
first.
One to write my name
there's
on.
There's going to be a water tower out there. I mean, we've got them in Pasco. It's just great to know about it, coming ahead of time. So the listeners out there will be in the know. The next time you're driving by on the freeway out there, you could say, yeah, I heard about that on the Real Estate Update. That's a water tower going in for the new development. Well, we're coming up against the end of our time here. Dan, we probably could talk for another 30 minutes. I always run out of time with great guests like yourself and Mike being here. Mike, I appreciate having you on the show. The lending updates are invaluable, because we know that to move into these houses, folks need those pre-approvals and they need those programs. How, Mike, if people have questions about this lending, how can they get a hold of you?
Well, I'm available at 3311 West Clearwater in Kennewick, right next to the Department of Licensing, Wells Fargo Home Mortgage. We have an office there. My direct line at work is 509-736-2621. And I definitely have to finish it off with this. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., an equal housing lender.
Excellent. And Mr. Bruckman, how can folks get a hold of you if they have questions?
I'm with Windermere Group 1 in Richland. We're on Bradley, right off George Washington Way. And my cell phone is 509-551-1880, or the main office number is 946-1188.
Perfect. And as always, I tell all the listeners, if you didn't catch any of that, you know our website is kenmoreteam.com. You're welcome to go there at any time. Shoot us a contact submission, and I can get you in contact with these guys and help you out. So once again, guys, thanks for taking the time out of your day to be on the show.
Thank you. I'm super
excited about this development. And, Dan, we'll have to have you back in a year from now or 6 months from now, because I'm sure there's going to be massive, exciting updates going on with that area. So
be thrilled to do it.
Thanks again. And we will see everybody here again next week, right here
on the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update on News Talk 870.